This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 250,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 3.5 million confirmed cases. The United States has nearly 70,000 deaths with more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing for an economic reopening. One, his advisors believe, will essentially be essential for his reelection chances in November. And a virtual town hall televised Sunday night from inside the Lincoln Memorial, the president fielded Americans' questions about their coronavirus concerns. He acknowledged fear on both sides of the issue, and some Americans worried about getting sick while others are concerned about losing jobs. Mr. Trump defended his administration's response from criticism it has moved too slowly and said the nation is all ready to begin reopening. President Trump says that he does believe a vaccine for COVID-19 will be available by the end of the year. Mr. Trump also says the U.S. government is putting its full power and might behind remdesivir, a drug that has shown early promise as a treatment for the disease caused by the new coronavirus. U.S. officials believe China covered up the extent of the coronavirus outbreak and how contagious the disease really is to stock up on medical supplies needed to respond to it. And that's according to U.S. intelligence documents obtained by the Associated Press. They say Chinese leaders intentionally concealed the severity of the pandemic from the world in early January. Word of the Department of Homeland Security analysis dated May 1st comes as the Trump administration has intensified its criticism of China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that China was responsible for the spread of the disease and must be held accountable. This is VOA News. From the United States to Asia, people are emerging from their homes as virus-related restrictions begin to ease and temperatures climb. But the global pandemic took a turn for the worse elsewhere. India on Sunday reported more than 2,600 new cases, its biggest single-day jump, and new cases in Russia exceeded 10,000 for the first time. Meanwhile, millions of Chinese flocked to newly reopened tourist spots after relaxation of domestic travel restrictions ahead of a five-day holiday. Experts warn a second wave of infections could hit unless testing is expanded dramatically. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Deborah Birx said Sunday she is concerned that vast numbers of Americans are failing to heed continued warnings to keep a safe distance from one another to prevent the spread of the pandemic. At least half of the country's 50 state governors have started to open public spaces like parks, golf courses, and some ocean beaches while allowing shopkeepers and beauty salons to reopen their businesses. But no U.S. states have met the original White House directive that they say a continuous two-week decline in the number of coronavirus cases before allowing businesses to open their doors again or people to gather in public places. Birx told Fox News Sunday the best advice for Americans was to continue steady washing of hands and to shelter in place. New Zealand's health ministry said at a news conference Monday that the country has recorded no new cases of the coronavirus for the first time since March 16th. Director General of Health Ashley Bloomfield said that there were no additional virus-related fatalities and the death toll remained at 20. A group of European leaders say they are establishing an international medical organization to mount a unified battle against the coronavirus. In their announcement in Britain's The Independent newspaper, they said their goal is to raise $8 billion in an online pledging campaign to finance funding a COVID-19 vaccine and treatment. The leaders signed on include the Prime Minister of Italy, the President of France, the German Chancellor, and the President of the European Commission, among others. They say that the funds they gather will be channeled primarily through recognized global health organizations into developing and deploying diagnostic treatments and vaccines for COVID-19. And again, nearly 250,000 people have died so far from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 3.5 million confirmed cases, nearly 70,000 deaths in the United States with 1.1 million confirmed cases and counting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.